President Obama's claim that suddenly he doesn't think much of a photo opportunity as part of his routine is risible. Obama has been the king of photo ops since becoming president and has used the photo op as a primary tool of reaching those who don't read or pay much attention, the low-information voter. What he really means about the border crisis is that it's a photo op that isn't in his political interest to have seen by the largely ignorant. And just up the road from the Rio Grande Valley is San Antonio, where the two twin Castro brothers have been a political force for several years. First, State Rep Joaquin Castro got himself elected to Congress. Now his brother, the all-out Obama clone, Julian Castro, has been officially confirmed by the U.S. Senate as the new head of HUD, the giant housing welfare part of the federal government. By the way, Cruz voted no, Cornyn yes. These two far-left race-baiting Democrats are a perfect fit for Obama's D.C. Did you hear about Henry Cuellar, the Democrat congressman from the Valley who's been strongly critical of Obama over the border crisis, getting the shut up or else call from the White House? As Democrats go, Cuellar's always been better than most, and I'm glad to see him stand up to the Democrat official central control mechanism in D.C. And I learned one more thing this week from Thomson Reuters, the big European news service. They did publish a series of 9 photos with the headline, President Obama Visits the Border. The pics are from Denver, Austin, and Dallas. I knew he was lawless, but who knew he could move the border by executive order? I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.